Junkies. What's going on, golf addicts? Welcome to the RBC 2021 betting show from Harbortown Golf Links, RBC Heritage betting show. That's what we're doing right now. We are the Tour Junkies. I'm David Barnett. I got Pat Perry, our lovely co-host, host, whatever guy here.
Thank you.
We just wrapped up our DraftKings preview and pick show for the RBC Heritage, and now here we are talking betting, talking outright bets, maybe a few top 20 bets, some stuff that you need to know about the RBC Heritage. But you do need to know this before you do anything betting or with DFS. You need to go sign up at FantasyNational.com. And if you go to FantasyNational.com/TJ, you get 20% off whatever membership option you choose. But Fantasy National is where we go for all the stats. We've been going for 4 years, 5 years now. It's amazing. All the data is procured by the PGA Tour and licensed to Fantasy National from the PGA Tour, so you know it's good. You know what I mean? You can't say that about every content site out there, every analytics or tools or whatever site it is you use, but they got everything you need. You betting head-to-head matchups, you betting three balls, they got that. You need strokes gain data, you need recent form, course history, all that kind of stuff. They've got it all, and everything that we talk about on this show is coming to you straight from Fantasy National. So go to FantasyNational.com/TJ, get that 20% off bad boy weekly, monthly, or annual membership. And if you try the weekly and you love it and you switch to the monthly or the annual membership, you still get to keep the 20% off. So there you go. FantasyNational.com/TJ. Tell them the Tour Junkies sent you. Pat, big congratulations to you for hitting yet another winner on with Hideki Matsuyama on Pat's Not That Anyone Really Cares betting card, which came out Wednesday night on Twitter. It only comes out on Twitter and in the Nut Hut. So if you're not on either one of those platforms, you will not be seeing Pat's betting card. He doesn't write an article. I write my article. I make it more in-depth, whatever. But,
yeah,
but,
sorry.
But Pat just tweets out, these are my favorite outright picks. This is who I'm going. And he bets every one of them, puts them in the Nut Hut. He puts them on Twitter on Wednesday night, and he's on a hot streak. Okay, put on Hideki Matsuyama at 55-1. Props to you, buddy.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. It was a good week for the betting card and for Hideki. I was happy for Hideki to get that win. Fantastic win, not only for him but for the country of Japan. And I was elated to see him get the victory. It was a little closer at the end than it might should have been, but still pretty much anticlimactic. But yeah. I just want to keep it rolling this week. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about the Heritage. I'm excited. We got a great field this week, and some good numbers out there, I think, too. So I'm ready to go.
You know, we didn't talk about this in the DraftKings show, but I want to take just a second here on Hideki. Guys are labeled as like not being able to win the big one until they do, you know, and mm-hmm. like that's easy to say or maybe it's easy to brush off and then until it happens, which is what happened with Sergio Garcia in 2017, right? It's what happened with Hideki. I think it's what's going to happen with Tony Finau. Of course, there are guys who just don't ever get it done, and they don't. And we look back at them and go, damn, like, you know, they really could have had it. You know, like I think of Greg Norman, maybe not winning the big one. I think Ricky Fowler's headed that direction right now, if he doesn't get it figured out. But there are tons of guys who just for so long go and don't get it done until they do. And Hideki, and I think Augusta is one of those places where that's going to happen way more likely than any other major, because the experience around Augusta matters so much, and the local knowledge and the knowledge that you pick up by playing it over and over again matters so much. But man, there's so many good golfers out there. There's so many good ones. It's tough to do. And it just reminded me, you know, thinking about him and thinking about a guy like Sergio, just reminded me that like we can't be too quick to jump on the bandwagon and write off guys like Tony Finau. Like, you know, he's never going to win one, or he's never going to win the big one, or blah 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 blah, until he does, and then you're like, oh damn, I guess he figured it out. You know, like it's golf. It's tough to do. It's really tough to do.
It's also very hard to win on tour. It's not just hard to win on tour. It's hard to win in the Corn Ferry, on the Corn Ferry Tour. I mean, there's there's one winner, and it's just difficult. And obviously, there's guys like, you know, your Phil Mickelsons, your Tigers of the world, your, you know, whoever else, DJs, whatever else, you know, that are special talents and that win more often than not. But for most everyone else, it's very hard to win. And you're right. I mean, you can't just write anyone off. Xander's a big example of that this past week. I mean, everybody's going to want to talk and second guess him and whatever else, but he's showing his talent time and time again in majors. Okay. So in the future, if we continue to get pretty good numbers on Xander, I'm probably going to keep taking those numbers. Okay. Because eventually he's coming through. All right.
Yeah. You almost get shamed into like, and listen, I'm probably guilty of shaming you and you're probably guilty of shaming me in picking a number on a guy for, especially for an outright bet. You know, it's one thing if you pick them for DraftKings because they don't have to win for it to pay off. But obviously if we're talking outright bets, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of people that saw your card last week and said, Hideki, like the dude can't win a major. And he's past his prime. He's past his peak. I mean, imagine Sergio winning. How many Masters did it take him to play until he finally won a, I mean, how many majors did he play in before he finally won the Masters in 2017?
Yeah.
So like you almost get, you're embarrassed until it hits. And to hear people already talking about Xander not being able to close the door, like, listen, I get it. I get it. He's had his chances. He really has had plenty of chances, as has Finau. But we also know a lot about golf is so much. There is some luck involved, dude. Like, there is some luck involved. We just talked to Gino about it a couple weeks ago. Gino was like, dude, Joel, I think it was the second round of the event he just won. And he's like, we hit a ball in the middle of the fairway, straight down the middle of the fairway, hit a sprinkler head, bounced right. We ended up making a bogey or double or something like that. Crazy stuff happens. And so to win a golf tournament, you also need some luck and you need some things to fall your way. Hideki had some of that. He had some breaks. I mean, he really did. So it's going to happen for some of those guys. But it's just a reminder when you're betting that, like, golf is crazy, man. It is crazy town. So anyway, I don't know where all that came from, but it was a fun Masters. You can get plenty more detail on our thoughts on the Masters or other people's thoughts on the Masters. A lot of different places. So I do want to quickly mention the winner for the YouTube contest. I said on this show last week, put in your favorite Masters memory. The winner is Lance Balcombe, who hit his first outright with Bubba Watson at 20-1 in 2012 while watching with his dad, who also had an outright on Louis Oosthuizen. That's pretty funny. Lance, email us, info@tourjunkies.com, with your shipping information and t-shirt size. You also get a flag from 2020. Thank you very much. And then also, we got our iTunes golf club winner. We need to make sure we get the word out for this person. We drew a guy last week. We put it on Twitter. We put it on this show to win our golf clubs. We haven't heard a word, so crickets. So now we have a new winner. Pat has selected the iTunes review. Producer Sam, if you'll throw up the iTunes review, we will get that out there. Hopefully this person is also, or maybe if he missed the DraftKings show, he's watching the betting show. It is from Butts, B-U-T-T-T-Z. If you are Mr. Butts and you wrote this lovely Best Fantasy Golf Podcast 5-star review that says we're the best fantasy golf podcast out there, we play off each other seamlessly, the analysis is more thorough and entertaining than the competition, and it's also evident that the guys love the game of golf, their fans, and their show. They're always looking for new ways to interact with their listeners on social media. Also true. Additionally, during the pandemic, the content of this show helped me stay in touch with my buddies and even helped me reconnect with my retired father who lives and breathes golf A+. Thank you, Butts, and we're happy to do that for you. Glad you were able to do that with your friends and your dad. It's good stuff, man. Love hearing stuff like that. Thanks for the review. You, sir, win our golf clubs. So we need you to email info@tourjunkies.com. And hit us up with your shipping address. We will send you irons, a driver, probably some swag. You'll get a full outfit. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, Lance is in the chat. There it is. He's in the chat. He says, thanks, guys. Good stuff, Lance. Thank you, sir. Fantastic. Look at Lance. He's
nice.
In the YouTube chat. Yeah. By the way, if you're watching on YouTube, please give it a thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button. And give us a comment. Here's the comment I want to know let's see. We talked about Will Zalatoris on the DFS show. Something different this time.
Who's the next guy that's going to win a major like Hideki? You know, that's like you were just saying, you know, a guy that's going to win.
Yeah, put that in the chat. Put that in the chat. We need the chats, okay? It's a free way for you to help the show. Put it in the YouTube comments is what I actually meant to say. If you're live watching YouTube right now, don't put it in the chat because it doesn't count for the algorithm, okay?
Yeah, put it in the comments.
When the show is over, then put it in the comments. Comments help YouTube push our content to other folks. That's what we need. It'll help us out. It's something free you can do for the tour junkies. Oh, man, Pat. Fantastic stuff. I think that's it. Let's talk about Harbor Town, a course that we're both very familiar with. We both played it last summer. We both, and then I played it the year before that from the tips. We're both very familiar with Harbor Town. It's a great golf course, fun golf course. You mentioned earlier, really strong field, very strong field here. All the RBC guys, sponsored guys, and then all the Euros, I think, that just are going to hang out until the major season is over, until they go back home, are playing as well. And we also know that Harbor Town is a very lax, relaxed, you know, kickback atmosphere, and they treat the players really well. All the players love coming to Hilton Head. It's a great family spot. So there you go. Talk to us about Harbor Town, bud.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is the perfect spot to be a post Masters tournament. But yeah, Harbor Town Golf Links, it is 7,100 yards. It's a par 71 Pete Dye design. You've got 136 players in the field this week, T65. And ties will make the cut. Bermuda grass, tee to green here on this course. Now, they do overseed it a little bit and things like that. But look, this is a pure Bermuda grass, especially when you're talking about the greens here. You've got very narrow fairways, tight tree-lined holes, and some very small greens. And when I mean tree-lined, I mean tree-lined. You know, you talked about we've played this course before. I've been in fairways here on this course and completely blocked out by a tree or something that's overhanging. So you really got to know where to hit these fairways in the right spots and give yourselves good angles into the small greens. So when you look at stats, I'm definitely looking at strokes gained approach. I'm looking at your great ball strikers. You don't necessarily see your longest hitters fare well on this course, or at least, you know, they always are going to have a chance to fare well. But you look at your past champions, your Webb Simpsons last year, CT Penn in 2019, Kadira in 2018, Wesley Bryan in 2017, Brandon Grace in 2016. I mean, all of these guys have a lot in common, and that means they are great ball strikers, but they're not necessarily that long, and they can scramble well. So when you miss these greens, I do think you got to be able to get up and down. I think that's important as well. So for me, the main stats are definitely going to be driving accuracy, ball striking, strokes gained approach, scrambling. Those are the things I'm looking at. And I do think it takes some, I think course history is the thing again this week, like we saw last week at Augusta National. You've got to have some good experience on this course. Like I said, knowing where to hit it in these fairways, knowing how to give yourself good, you know, approach shots into these greens. So there you go. That is the course breakdown for Harbor Town. Great course. It's an interesting course.
Yeah. Love it. Couldn't agree more. I'm with you. I'm looking at strokes gained approach and around the green play. Most important for me. Also, just looked at, I went back to 2016 and looked at ball striking numbers. So off the tee and approach play from 2016 to last year at Harbor Town specifically to see how those folks played or go for tee to green ball striking it around Harbor Town. I mean, obviously, you could look at some other comp courses that Pete Dye has done, but we've got plenty of data on Harbor Town, and a lot of these guys play here all the time, so I think you look at that. I do think that it's interesting that a lot of guys have won here and sucked at Augusta the week before. I mentioned this on the DraftKings show, but Graham McDowell, Jim Furyk, Brendan Grace, all winners who missed the cut the week before at the Masters and then came and won. Satoshi Kodaira and Matt Kuchar are two guys who played decent at Augusta. Well, Kodaira decent, Kuchar very well. Kodaira finished 28th at Augusta. Kuchar finished 5th the year that they won here at Harbor Town. And Kodaira and Wesley Bryan, the only two to win in their debut in recent history. So, like you said, I don't think first-timers is a great option here to pick winners. If we're talking outright bets, I don't think that's likely. I don't know that we're going to see a Satoshi Kodaira, Wes Bryan this year, especially with a strong field we've got. But something to take note of, and, you know, definitely could have some long shots. I mean, well, I mentioned Kodaira. He was 250-1. Bryan was 80-1. CT Pan in 2019 was 160-1. He's here again. Webb Simpson won last year, but it was a little bit different scenario and settings and conditions at 30-1. You know, I think you could get some of the mid-range guys pop here and come up and win. So the wind is key. We're definitely going to need to pay attention to that. You can have a weather wave kind of advantage. I think that's what happened the year Kodaira won. He kind of caught a good wave there on the first 2 days. So depending on how breezy it's going to get, that's something to pay attention to for sure. And you know what? We'll be talking all about that in the Nut Hut, Pat. And if people aren't joining the Nut Hut, I don't even know what you're doing. It's been a blast to get it going. We're now we're growing rapidly. Tons of great members in there. Great conversation to be had. It is our member chat service all through Discord. You can go to tourjunkies.com, click on Golby's Nut Hut. There's a video on that page you can watch and see a little bit about how the Nut Hut works. There's video on our YouTube channel. I walk you through the Nut Hut, show you all the ins and outs of it, so you can kind of preview it before you get in there. It's great stuff. Our weekly caddy, it's the only place I know of where a PGA Tour caddy with a decade of experience gets in there and types out every week his thoughts on the golf course, what it's going to take to play well, what he would look at betting and playing DraftKings. And you get 20% off any merch purchase on tourjunkies.com for the lifetime of your membership. How are we not doing this? So
yeah,
tourjunkies.com, I mean, join us in the Nut Hut. We'd love to have you. It's a great community over there. We're having a lot of fun, making some friends. There's a lot of weirdos in there. It gets real weird, you know, very weird in there.
It can get weird. Yeah.
But there's a place for that in the Nut Hut to be weird. How many places can you get that for $10 a month? How many places for $10 a month can you just go and be like, hey, can I be as weird as I want to in here? And they say, yeah, sure. Here's a bunch of guys that also want to do that. For $10 a month, you get to do that. And you have a special place. Yeah. And you're the commander of that army, by the way, in that special place.
Yes.
All right, Pat, let's get to looking at the outrights here on DraftKings and PointsBet. Let's see what we're working with here. I definitely saw in looking today, you know, normally one of these books kind of does it better than the other. Like one of these ranges will be better than the other. But this is kind of all over the place this week. So it's a good week to do some line shopping, as most weeks it is. Looking at the top of the betting board, though, the shorter numbers, where is the shortest couple guys you're willing to look at here?
I think there are two guys that I am looking at as far as the shorter odds. And one is going to be a guy that I did like last week. It's kind of a sneaky play, but he's at 21-1 on DraftKings Sportsbook, and that's Colin Morikawa. I think that's a good number for him. And then also right next to him on PointsBet at 22-1, Matthew Fitzpatrick. I like some Matthew Fitzpatrick at 22-1. He's a guy that we've seen play and, you know, been in good recent form, has some good course history here as well. It definitely has the skill set to play well at Harbortown. So at 22-1, I think Fitzy makes a lot of sense. So up top, really on that shorter end, those are my two favorite guys, Morikawa and Fitzpatrick.
Well, we had a lot of agreement on the DraftKings show, and I think that's going to lead to a fair amount of agreement here in terms of betting as well. I love both of those guys. I also would throw in, as we're starting to get into it a little bit, I think Abe Anser at 30-1. I do think this could finally be, and I think that's on DraftKings, you get a better number on Abe. Yeah, I think this could finally be a place where Abe breaks through. Okay, runner-up here in 2020, which did play a little bit different, but it is what it is. When you look at the list of winners here, when you look at Webb Simpson, you look at CT Pan, you know, Matt Kuchar, Graham McDowell, it's Abraham Anser. Short knocking, can just hit it dick straight off the tee. You know, he's just good putter. I think Harbortown is built for him. I think it's a great play, and he's in tremendous form. I mean, he's playing courses that are not built for him, like Augusta National. Pretty solid. I love the form, 30-1. Now, I will say this: if it gets any shorter, I'm bouncing. But 30-1, I'm starting to look. I don't know if like,
well, go ahead and get it now, people. Get it now.
Yeah, maybe that's
Listen.
What you need to do. I definitely like Fitzpatrick and Morikawa in the 20s is very way more attractive than Abe at 30.
Attractive.
It's attractive. But if you aren't sold on that, or you just want to go a little longer, I like Abe Ancer. At 40-1, a guy that maybe you would say has more win equity because he wins more often. He wins every year. Kevin Na at 40-1. I'm interested in
Kevin Na.
Now, he's definitely a risk. I'd actually probably rather bet him than play him in DFS, although I mentioned him in DFS because I think I'm going to get a little bit of ownership leverage in DFS, but that's because everybody's good. God, you okay? You okay?
I'm good. Sorry.
That's because
sometimes you can't control a sneeze.
I think, he's definitely a withdrawal risk always. I mean, he withdrew from Sawgrass for whatever reason, just because he played bad round one.
Fuck, he pissed me off there.
Yeah, but then he comes out, just last week, Kevin Na, and finishes T12 at Augusta National. But Kevin Na likes his place, plays well here. He's number one in strokes gained around the green over the last 24 rounds. He hits fairways. The ball striking has been there when he's played Harbortown. 10th place in 2019. He's got a 4th place finish in 2016. 40-1, I like that number. And again, like Ancer, I think that's the very top of where I would bet Kevin Na. Like, he's 30-1 on DraftKings. Obviously, I wouldn't want that if I can get him 40-1 at PointsBet. But if he gets to 30-1 on both, I think I'm out there too. Like, I would then rather go longer to a couple names here at 66-1. So let me hit these, and then I'll let you kind of make up some ground here, Pat. If Kevin Na gets any shorter than 40-1, I'll probably start moving units down the board here to the longer options of Chris Kirk and Kevin Kisner. I love both of these guys. Honestly, both are 66-1 on PointsBet. Let's see. And then, where is he? Kiz is 55-1 on DraftKings, 60-1 on Kirk on DraftKings. So a lot of value on both of them here on PointsBet. I mean, again, two players tailor-made, built for this place. Kiz loves this place, circles it on the calendar every year as a place he knows he can come and win. Win equity with both of them. I think those are great numbers, and I would not be surprised if those numbers are shorter on PointsBet and look more like the DraftKings numbers by the time this show is over, honestly, or at least by the time people are listening to it on their morning commute tomorrow. So those are a couple ones I would jump on right now for sure.
Yeah, I like both of those. Kiz was one of those that I had as well on PointsBet at 66-1. Going down a little bit shorter, though, a guy that was missing last week, and I was wondering where he was, DB. Where the hell is Charlie Hoffman?
Where is he?
We be missing Charlie Hoffman.
We can't find
him. He's back at the Heritage. And you know what? He's 50-1. He's 50-1.
5-0.
Charlie Hoffman.
5-0.
5-0-1. God, I love some Charlie Hoffman sitting here at 50-1. Look, his game has been absolutely fantastic. Look, gotta play him. He's been he almost won when Jordan Spieth snuck up there, and well, didn't really sneak up there, but we all wanted to see Charlie Hoffman win that Valero Texas Open and get into the Masters, so we didn't have to wonder where he was. But he is back this week, so I do like him at 50-1. And then Shane Lowry is another guy I mentioned on the DK show that I like. He's at 55-1 as well. He is on DraftKings at that number. I think that's a good number for him. And I was with you on Kiz, so that is really like. My next plays are up in that six figure range.
Yeah, that's before, where I'm going to. Why don't you go there?
Okay, well, I'll start off with my boy Patton Kizzire on PointsBet.
Love it.
He is at 125-1. I love that number. He is a guy that has made a ton of cuts this year. You look at his cuts made. He's made 13 to 15 cuts. He's made outside of missing the cut at the Honda a couple weeks ago. He made 12 straight cuts before that. I know we're not talking about making cuts, though, for guys that you want to win. But look, he has some win equity.
He's a multiple PGA Tour winner.
Yeah, he's had some wins, and he's played well in the past. He has a great game for this course. So I think Patton Kizzire at 125-1 is a great number. And then another guy I did not mention on the DFS show, but a guy we've seen play extremely well lately, had a shot to win the Players going into the final round, but I think he was a little bit over his head. That is Doug Gim. We're getting him at 125-1 on DraftKings this week. Another great ball striker. I think this is a great course fit for him. So back on Doug Gim this week at 125-1.
I like the Doug Gim play. Yeah, neither one of us talked about him in DraftKings. I think that's an interesting. Love the Kizzire play and the value there at 125-1 on PointsBet. Yeah, I think that's a really good number. He's 100-1 on DraftKings, so you're definitely getting some nice value there on PointsBet. I will go with a guy at 100-1 on DraftKings is your better option. And it's a guy that I'm feeling really good about this week. Adam Hadwin, the Canadian at 100-1, checks the box, 17th in the last 24 rounds in fairways gained, 4th in strokes gained around the green. When you look at ball striking stats at Harbour Town since 2016, he's got 16 measured rounds, and he is 13th in this entire field in strokes gained ball striking in that time span. Plays Harbour Town very, very well. And he's got some good form too. 23rd at the Valero, 8th at the Honda, 29th at the Players. He is also a PGA Tour winner already. I think Hadwin gives you a lot of value at 100-1. I like that number a lot. Going down, a name I didn't mention on the DraftKings show is our friend JT Poston at 130-1 on DraftKings. Now, JT's been a little off, okay? He's been a little off lately. The long game hasn't quite been there. It popped for him at the Players, which was interesting. Another, obviously, Pete Dye design, TPC Sawgrass, which you and I will be playing on Monday. A week from tonight, we will be playing TPC Sawgrass. Monday morning, obviously, we'll be playing TPC Sawgrass. It's going to be fantastic. If you're not following us on Twitter or Instagram, you should, because we're going to have some content up on that, I'm sure. You'll see us play the 17th, see how we do there. Maybe we should throw out some odds on which one of us are going to hit the green or not and closest to the pin or whatever. That could be fun. We could do that. Speaking of that, we will not be doing a show for the Zurich next week. So content for the Zurich is all, we're taking a break. We're playing Sawgrass Monday. Then I've got a long drive home. Pat's got to drive home. It's not going to happen. So, and the Zurich's just a weird week with the team event stuff. So you won't see us next week. So absence makes the heart grow fonder. You can miss us, and then we'll be back the following week for whatever event that is. I can't remember.
Well, we need the break, too. You know, we need the break. Y'all want us to be refreshed for, you know, coming after these last few weeks, okay?
So. Yeah, you really do. You know what else may needs a little bit of refreshing is your grass. You know, your grass and your lawn, Pat.
Yes.
Could probably use some refreshing. You know, people probably got problems finding a good lawn care system for their grass. And they want their grass to look like their neighbor or their sister or their neighbor's sister or their mama or their whatever. You got brown spots, bare patches, you got weeds, all that kind of stuff. Our friends at Sunday Lawns, they'll take out all the guesswork and all the unwanted chemicals. You can grow a beautiful lawn that is better for people and pets, Pat. It's better for pets. Now, Pat, you just got the Sunday Lawn system delivered to your house, and you went through the process. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how that went down real quick.
Well, all I can say is, yeah, I mean, this is a system that you're going to get that is fantastic for your lawn. And like you said, it's pet friendly. There's not a whole lot of crazy chemicals in there. And you know what? It's easy to order when you go on to getsunday.com and you plug in your address.
You plug in.
And you, you plug it in.
You just plug it in.
And your grass comes up, and they put boxes around your grass, so like it's I mean, you can see exactly, they know about more about your grass through the internet than anybody. Like, it's crazy. I mean, it's some fantastic stuff. They customize it to your local area, and then you can get even, like, once you get your package, they do some soil testing and things like that. But I ordered some Dandelion Doom, okay. Because I got some dandelions,
yeah,
and those things, okay, those things, they make your grass look bad, okay? I know there's a little pretty flower on that weed, but it doesn't make your grass look all that good. So you need to throw some Doom on them. So not only do they have great grass products that you can make your grass look good and look greener and all those kind of things that we all want, we're trying to get it to look like Augusta National like last week. You know, it may be hard to do, but they're going to get you there. And you know what? They're going to also have some products to get rid of those dandelions and those weeds and things like that. So yeah. It's fantastic. It's a great service that I'm early on in the process, DB. Okay, so I have some more to talk about it later.
We'll get updates. Sunday does use soil and climate data. They create a custom tailored nutrient plan. So you get all the stuff your lawn needs and nothing it doesn't. You just go to getsunday.com. You put in your home address. And their free lawn analysis tool takes care of everything else in just seconds. So let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Go to getsunday.com/tourjunkies to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at getsunday.com/tourjunkies. Check it out. Pet friendly. Good stuff. We appreciate them supporting the Tour Junkies podcast. All right, Pat, we're deep into the 100 to 1 and longer type deal. I just mentioned JT Poston. I don't know how much of DraftKings I'll have on him, but I do think I might do a little something because he's got some win equity in him as well, and this is a good spot for him. I do like that despite the poor form. I think that's kind of what I was getting to. Despite the poor form kind of this season, it felt like it's been a little slow for him. To see him all of a sudden pop up at a Pete Dye Design at the Players and do well and finish 22nd, I like. I think this is definitely a tournament that suits him. Obviously, he finished 8th here last year, 6th in 2019. This place is perfect for JT Poston. He's going to be very familiar with putting on these grainy Bermuda greens. I think it's great for him. 130-1 on DraftKings is a good deal. All right, who you got longer than that?
That's all I got, actually. That was it.
That's it?
So,
Naismith at 150-1?
I don't have him. I do have a few top 20 bets, but you go with some longer odds guys.
Well, top 20 bets. Poston's 5-1. I mean, he's top 10 here both times. Top 8 here both times. I think 5-1 on JT Poston top 20 is pretty strong. Matt Naismith at 150-1 outright. South Carolina product. You talked about him in the DraftKings show. We both like him. He's a great, great iron player. He's popped for sure. He's not been in contention yet. That's the only thing I don't love about him is we've not seen him in one of the final groups on a Sunday and actually feel what it feels like to contend. But he's probably pretty comfortable here. We've seen a couple of first-time winners, so I don't know. I'm willing to risk it a little bit at 150-1, but I love the 5-1 top 20 number on Naismith, probably more than anything. So there's that. And finally, my last outright is going to be Tom Hoge at 200-1. Now, we have seen Tom Hoge contend in the final few groups of a golf tournament before. And that one, I don't know. He kind of popped for me. 200-1. I thought that was interesting. He checks the box in strokes gained approach. He's 23rd in this field over the last 24 rounds. Checks the box in fairways gained to be 200-1. I mean, that's pretty good. Finished T12 at Valero, T22 at the Players Championship. His record here has not been good, but I feel like Hoagie's kind of turned into a slightly better player of late. So I like him at 200-1, and he is 6-1 as a top 20. So that's it. Who are your other top 20 bets?
Well, I think a couple top 20s that I do like. I like Henrik Norlander. He's at 8-1. Has not been in great recent form, but he's another guy I think that has just a great game for this course. So I like him at top a top 20 bet there at 8-1. I think another guy that I think could be, one of those just kind of sneaky good plays, and that is Brandon Hagee. He is also at 7.5-1.
Woof.
I think that's another good number for him.
I hate that play.
For the top 20. I don't care if you hate it or not.
Has he played here before? Okay.
I don't want to have that up right now, but I do like what I've seen lately. And then
Hagee's a bomber, like super bomber. So you take that weapon out of his hand a little bit. Okay, he's never played here before. I don't love that either.
Well, that's okay. I still think you get, 7.5-1. It's okay.
It's terrible.
And then another one that I like, the last one I will give you will be, did you already give Tom Hoagie as a six? You gave him as a bet. So, yeah, jeez. Sorry. Checked out there.
Okay. Yeah, you were on your phone. That's what Harry
Higgs.
What Pat
Harry
does.
Higgs, 7-1. Harry Higgs, 7-1. I like that number as well. Love some Higgs. The Higgster.
God. Okay. Good stuff, Pat, until the very end there when you checked out. Hey, man, keep up with the DB's Big Balls betting card on tourjunkies.com. Drops every Tuesday or Wednesday. Updates on Wednesday. Up 17 units on the season, betting nothing but outrights over 25-1. And then Pat's Not That Anyone Really Cares betting card out on Twitter and the Nut Hut every Wednesday night. Killing it as well. 9 outright winners and a first-round leader we've hit since the 2020-2021 season started in September. If you're not tailing it, I don't know what you're doing. Get with it. Don't forget the comments in the YouTube there. Let's have a great week. We won't see you next week. We'll see you the week after. We're going to miss you. But again, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Leave a comment on YouTube. Thumbs up. Give it a like. Give it a subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes if you don't mind. Apple Podcasts. I'm sorry, iTunes. Just that was like 3 years ago. All right, let's have a great week. DB, see ya.
Out.